On the outskirts of our town lived a gal named Sadie Brown. They say she's making money by the peck. For the simple country maid landed on the hit parade in a manner that we never did expect. Unlike any of her kin, she grew whiskers on her chin, and her sideburns caused the neighbors to remark. Through no effort of her own, soon her beard became full grown. Now they've got her on display in Central Park. They call her Sagebrush Sadie, the famous bearded lady. Her whiskers brought her riches and renown. They're the pride of the museum, and it costs 2 bits to see them. And the family's getting rich on Sadie Brown. All the neighbors thereabout tried their best to figure out why she grew a set of whiskers, but they can't. Both her sisters look like Ma, and the boys resemble Pa, but Sadie seems to favor General Grant. She started running round with a barber in the town, and the fellows seemed to have an awful crush. But it's easy to explain why she drove the man insane, for Sadie had the skin you love to brush. Her barber friend proposed, just as everyone supposed, but the way he did it made her kind of vexed. He'd been married twice before, and the thing that made her sore was when he rode up to her gate and hollered next. She consented with a smile, and he led her down the aisle to the chapel where the morning glories bloom. But poor old Parson Trout couldn't get it figured out, so he shook hands with the bride and kissed the groom. They call her Sagebrush Sadie, the famous bearded lady. She's happy that she's wed and settled down. For her little baby daughter has a mustache like an otter. She's the image of her mother, Sadie Brown.